News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will be no change in the country's military approach against Hamas. CBS's Christiane Benavides has more.
Among the thousands who've been killed during Israel's assault on Gaza, three Israeli hostages mistakenly shot by IDF soldiers. Funerals already being held. Israeli officials say the three were waving a white flag. A preliminary investigation found the soldiers broke the rules of engagement.
Put the best offer on the table to get the hostages back alive.
Scores of Israelis, along with families of the hostages, were out on the streets in Tel Aviv over the incident, demanding Israel do more to bring the hostages home.
In northern Gaza, the World Health Organization helped deliver critically needed supplies to Al-Shifa Hospital, including medicines and surgical supplies. A deal on immigration could be hashed out by tomorrow between the Senate and the White House. But that's not the last word, as correspondent Willie James Inman reports from Washington.
Even if a deal is struck with Senate Republicans, the House still gets a say. And some House Republicans have called for things such as border construction and the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy be part of the legislation.
A big storm is moving up the East Coast, but it's not bringing snow. Meteorologist Brian Hurley is with the National Weather Service.
It's so unusual in the sense that it is warm enough along the East Coast. It doesn't even start as snow or a mix. Perhaps a mix of sleet and rain and snow at the onset, late Sunday into northern New England. But outside of that, it's just a rainmaker.
An Ohio woman is facing a criminal charge for how she handled a miscarriage in her own bathroom. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
I think this points out where the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision, created more questions than answers. And even though the states can have their own laws regarding abortions, they can also be aggressive in going against women just for how they treated their pregnancies and their miscarriages.
A Vatican tribunal has convicted a cardinal of embezzlement after a lengthy trial. CBS's Anna Matranga from Rome.
Cardinal Angelo Becciu was the Vatican's deputy secretary of state in 2013 when he made a decision to invest Vatican funds in a risky real estate purchase in London. The deal eventually led the Vatican to lose about $150 million. He was also convicted of funneling money to a charity run by his brother.
He was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to My Computer Career.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music, kicking off heavy tonight with a double dip of Abaddon's End, brand new music from them. That was Absence in Adolescence, Aspire before that. Both of those songs are brand new. You can find them on the Abaddon's End's streaming sites or on Bandcamp. They also have a show coming up next Saturday at the Back Bar in Janesville. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Maxine Kevy here on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal until the stroke of midnight. Coming up on tonight's show, we're going to have an interview and hear new music from a band out of Milwaukee. They are called Else. That's coming up after 10:30 tonight. At 11 o'clock, we have Essential Last Crack with a twist. We're featuring bands from Last Crack's family tree this month. This week, we're going to do a double dip of Good Morning V. We'll tell you more about that later on. Plus, we have brand new music this hour from Revolution X. We'll do some Mile 134 and the Known Unknowns just around the corner. Right now, brand new music, well, kind of new. It's from August of this year. Moss Men released an album, their third album, back in August of this year. They've been around since the 20-teens. They sent me an email and said, here, check this out. So I listened to it. Really freaking cool. Here is Moss Men and their song Wave on Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Packing my bags as I go.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Here we go!
Pressure.
that's the Known Unknowns on Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. The Known Unknowns, a brand new band with their debut CD out right now. You can grab it on Bandcamp. It's called The Worker, and it's awesome. Zeroed Hero before that with Bloody, and Mile 134 with their song Red Eye. They're a two-piece from Wisconsin with big sound. They also have a Twitch stream, which is kind of cool. They just posted a couple of videos of that. Check them out. Just search for Mile 134 on your Twitch. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. I don't have a Twitch tonight. I am excited because if you have new music coming out, if you're a band, a solo artist, you want to get your music out to the masses, we want to play it here on Max Inc. Radio, and we want to tell your band story, too. Email us at civicmedia.us. Tell us about your music. Send us the files. Send your bio, your sizes, and everything. We want to know about it, and then we'll share it with the people here on Max Inc. Radio. You can connect with us right now by sending us an email, music@civicmedia.us. You know who has new music out right now? It's the band Else. They're out of Milwaukee. They're going to join me next, and we're going to hear two new songs from them. It's Max Inc. Heavy.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join the Wisconsin area music industry for the Whammy Holiday Party, Sunday, January 14th at Nashville North in Milwaukee. Doors open at 6 p.m. Enjoy local live music, local beer, and networking with the Wisconsin music community. The Whammy Holiday Party at Nashville North, 1216 East Brady Street in Milwaukee. For more information, to become a member of Whammy, or make a tax-deductible donation, visit WAMI.org. That's Whammy.org.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products and helping make the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe at Ethical Trade Co. And when you purchase fair trade products, you also support each artist's economic independence. Shop online anytime at EthicalTradeCo.com or in person Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 5 at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hide apart without warning now. Let the
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new music from Else. It's called More to See. It's off the new EP called Seven So Few. And on the phone with me right now is Kent from Else. Kent, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Thank you so much for having us. Looking forward to being here.
I'm excited to hear this story. I'm familiar with Else from your previous albums, and we'll kind of talk about that. Maybe you can kind of give the fans that are not familiar with your band kind of a brief history of Else, you know, where you were, where you started, and how you got here.
All right. So we formed around 2013, I want to say. The core members of the group are actually friends from high school. We played in band together in high school, stayed in touch through college, and then kind of reunited afterwards to start playing music again. We auditioned some other people, went through some kind of early lineup changes, eventually got to where we are now, started gigging and recording. We've released 3 full-length albums, and now we've got this brand new EP. We're still at it, maybe gigging less often than we used to, but recording more than we used to, which is actually a really kind of nice balance that we enjoy quite a lot.
That's beneficial for us radio geeks. I like to play your music, more recording, less gigging, though. We'd like to see you out. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Talk about the current lineup in the band right now. Who's in the band and what do they do?
Right now, we've got me, Kent. I'm on guitar, backup vocals, and I do a lot of the songwriting. We have Shane, who is on lead vocals and also contributes a lot to the songwriting. Then we have Nate on rhythm guitar, John on bass and backup vocals, and then Mike is on drums.
Nice. And all of you, you've been around the Madison music scene. You've all played music, or I'm sorry, Madison and Milwaukee music scenes, and you've all played music for quite some time. How is it that you all got together, made the band what it is today? What's the secret ingredient? And especially with the songwriting, where does the inspiration for you and the other guy who writes songs, where does that come from?
Well, we almost all have quite musical background. In fact, John, Nate, and I met in middle school, I think, orchestra. And John knows Mike, drummer, through their work. They work at Music Notes in Madison. And coincidentally, Mike and I actually had the same undergraduate program at UWM. We just did it like 5 or 6 years apart, so we never met each other until being in the band. But we know the same professors and took the same courses and all that kind of stuff. And when it comes to the songwriting, we do take a pretty, you know, almost academic approach to it at first, but then really kind of go into what is just feeling and sounding good. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, for example, is I often will start with kind of a specific idea and then just keep playing it kind of alone in the basement on my guitar or bass until it's feeling really good, and then expand on it. And then I kind of create a demo that I share with Shane. He gets going on vocal ideas, and then we share that with Mike. And Mike actually, he plays a lot of musical percussion, so he is used to reading like musical charts, and he takes the time to chart out the song so he fully understands it before he starts jamming on it. And then he kind of shares his ideas with us. We go back and forth, then we eventually get to the point where we are ready to either play it live or record.
I've said this 100 times on the air. I am totally blown away by that process, you know, because I'm not a musician. I'm just a fan. But how songs like that are constructed and what you just went through, the steps of building a song and how it all comes together, is just quite amazing. Kent from Else is with us on the phone right now. New album is called Seven So Few. I guess it's an EP. It's available on all streaming networks right now. Talk about the music on the new EP, Seven So Few, versus what you released, you know, back just a couple of years ago. I believe your last release was back in 2019. How has the music progressed since then?
It's definitely become a lot more disciplined, I would say. We are really, really paying attention to every single note, every single word, making sure we're 100% satisfied with every decision that goes into the album. So I think that really just means we've got our best material yet. And we're also just making sure that everything has more meaning to it. We didn't necessarily start off with a unified theme in mind, but sort of noticed a theme developing and then ran with it, where we kind of have very heavy religious symbolism in the first song, and then very heavy nautical symbolism in the second, and then we kind of have a bit of both in the third song of the album, and the three songs together kind of tell a story of hopelessness and then redemption at the end.
Interesting. And so it's almost like a concept EP, but maybe not quite, right?
I would say we backed our way into a concept EP.
Congratulations.
Set out to do that, but we kind of realized it was happening, and then we reinforced it. Yeah.
Who did the artwork? Who is the artist on the front cover? Because it's pretty cool, actually.
Well, thank you. I did that, actually. So as we were, you know, pretty much done with recording, we kind of realized the themes that we had there. So I wanted to go for a theme or artwork that kind of evoked the idea of drowning, frankly. You know, it's kind of this water bubbles thing, but there's a sort of abstract, bright, vibrant center to it. And that represents the hope, the coming out of that despair. So the artwork, I hope, actually kind of retells the same story that the three songs together are telling.
I've only listened to the EP once so far, and typically it takes me a couple listens through a song or an EP to really grasp everything, you know?
Same here, yeah.
But I could tell the music, the artwork, you know, the message I think you guys are going to get through. It was pretty cool. It was a cool journey listening to it the first time, and I'm sure your fans and your listeners are going to agree there. It's really good.
Thank you.
Kent, the EP was actually done 6 months ago, but there was a delay. What happened here?
Yeah, so we were almost wrapped. We basically needed to do backup vocals. And our the other backup vocalist, John, who plays bass, he has two young children. So he's going through that phase of life where you are sick every, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. And he ended up getting some cold or some flu or something, and he completely lost his voice. I mean, couldn't say a word.
That's horrible.
For 2 to 3 weeks. And then it took his voice months. I mean, months to recover. I would talk to him. We actually still meet up every other week online to do some gaming together. And he kind of talked like this, just, and so we were like, oh man, you know, I didn't want to, you know, cut him out, you know, wasn't like going to hire someone else to do the backup vocals.
Right.
You know, it's more important that we have the band represented as the band. So we just kind of waited until he was 100% again. And, everything was almost done. And I just kind of saved the files, make sure they were backed up, and
he's better now.
For 6 months. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's good now.
Good. Kent, no shows on the books right now for Else. I know you mentioned earlier not really doing a lot of gigs. You're more interested in recording music, making new music. Do you have any plans to do any shows in the next 6 months or something like that?
We don't have anything on the books, but a lot of the bands that we, you know, sort of used to play with pre-COVID, as you mentioned earlier, we did release an album in 2019, mm-hmm. only a few months before COVID hit. So a lot of the bands that we know from then have actually reached out to us in the last day or two since they've seen the new music and said, hey, you know, do you want to play? So we're definitely thinking about it. But we're also thinking about recording. I've always been someone who just, I like playing, but I love writing and I love recording. So that's always going to be something that we're doing, even if we're not necessarily playing out live.
So that just, I'm just assuming later in 2024, there's probably going to be even more new music released from Else, and either an album. Any plans for like vinyl or anything like that?
I've definitely thought about doing more with packaging. You know, this being just like the three song EP, we were kind of like, okay, let's just get this, you know, out on streaming. Mm-hmm. But for everything else, we've done actual CD presses. So I think getting back into physical media is something we'd want to do with like a bigger effort coming up.
I'm sure it would be well received by the fans for sure. Hey, Kent, thank you so much for taking the time this evening to join us. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on the brand new EP. That's awesome. And if you do a show, hit us up. Let us know. We'll get the word out for the people for sure.
Yeah, definitely will do.
We're going to play this song, Wake. You kind of touched on it earlier when you were kind of going through the EP. But as we go into the song here, tell us about Wake.
Well, Wake is one of my, if not my personal favorite songs of everything, anything that we've written. It's got some really cool musical ideas to it. There are some very kind of moody sections and then just some outright headbanging rocking sections. And then a very, very cool bridge area that I'm really proud of. And then thematically, lyrically, it's actually more or less a retelling of Moby Dick. It is a story about just getting so obsessed with something that you ruin yourself. Yeah, so it's in the middle of the album. It's kind of like the lowest emotional point of the three songs.
I was going to say, it's just very intelligent, hard rock and roll. That's else.
We try.
I like it. Hey, Kent, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Else is streaming all the favorite platforms out there. Let's check out the new song. This is Wake. It's Else on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back. Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new Else from the new EP, Seven So Few. That's the song, Wake. Thanks to Kent from Else for joining us this evening. Really appreciate your time, brother. The new EP is awesome. It's streaming everywhere. Be sure to grab it right now. Good evening. Welcome to Maxine Kevy. I am Jimmy K. Essential Last Crack with a Twist is coming up after 11 o'clock this evening. For the month of December, maybe a couple in January too, we're doing double dips from bands that extended from the Last Crack family tree. Tonight, we're doing a double dip of Good Morning V. It's coming up after 11 o'clock. What is your essential last crack? Tell me now in an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Just a quick reminder, too, we're off next week. The Civic Media holiday party is happening, so we're all getting drunk, having a good time. It's also my birthday weekend. Double danger there. This program is going to air on the 16th. We'll be back with a brand new heavy on the 23rd. And don't forget, you can listen to Maxine Kevy on demand anytime. Grab the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Brand new Mickey Sunshine now. This is called Beck T-shirt on Maxine Kevy.
Made a date with the devil.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 93.5, The Tap.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. It's been a working weekend for Senate and White House negotiations.